Capital Market Insights from ICMA.
Hi, I am Nina Suheb-Wolf, Director of Market Practice and Regulatory Policy at ICMA, and I will be speaking about bond market transparency, ICMA response to the FCA. On 20th December 2023, the FCA published its consultation paper on improving transparency in bond and derivatives markets, to which ICMA responded on behalf of its members on 6th March 2024. This consultation was published alongside the consultation on payments to data providers in connection with the development of the UK Consolidated Tape Framework, to which ICMA also responded, again on behalf of its members on 9th February 2024. ICMA has long advocated for the introduction of a consolidated tape for bonds in Europe, supported by a well-designed and suitably calibrated deferral framework aimed at providing as much real-time transparency as possible across all bonds, while applying appropriate deferrals for the more market-sensitive trades. Furthermore, ICMA has strongly argued that the design and calibration of the deferral framework be based on data. Also, the bond transparency regime should strike a balance between recognizing the diversity of underlying market structures, dynamics, and liquidity profiles of different bond subclasses and segments, and the need for relative simplicity in order to facilitate successful and consistent application. ICMA recognizes that in its proposals, the FCA has sought to achieve these objectives. At the same time, ICMA realizes that the introduction of significantly increased post-trade transparency for the bond markets could run the risk of a liquidity shock, as dealers will have to adjust to a higher degree of transparency. While most of the behavioral change is likely to be short-term, there are concerns that the changes could have negative structural impacts on certain parts of the market or with respect to some transactions, so potentially increasing the risks and costs borne by investors. It is with this in mind that ICMA put forward the case for a number of modifications to the FCA proposal with respect to groupings, thresholds, and deferrals, all of which were carefully informed by data and analysis. So, what does the FCA proposal on bond market transparency look like? The FCA provided in its consultation proposal for bond market transparency two different options of deferral models, with each option providing three different deferral categories for both sovereign bonds and corporate bonds. Out of the two proposed options, ICMA members expressed the preference for Model 1, which more closely resembles the framework previously proposed by ICMA. Based on ICMA's analysis of market data, our members have concluded that with some modifications, including the introduction of a finite volume cap for the very largest sovereign bond trades, Model 1 has the potential to provide the better calibration of deferrals, ensuring the maximum amount of real-time transparency whilst protecting the parties to larger and more market-sensitive trades. With respect to the grouping of bonds, the FCA proposed the following. For sovereign bonds and other public bonds, use issuance size, country of issuer, and maturity. For corporate and other bonds, use currency, issue size, and rating. ICMA members broadly agree with these factors and suggest only a few modifications to the FCA proposal. With respect to sovereign and other public bonds, ICMA would agree with the FCA's approach to group sovereign bonds by the largest issuers with the most actively traded underlying market, and would also like to recommend that supranational and other public bonds, as well as less liquid sovereign bond classes, such as inflation-linked bonds and strips, should be grouped under all other instruments, noting very different liquidity profiles of all these bonds. On the corporate bond side, ICMA agrees with the FCA in setting the outstanding issuance as a meaningful factor in determining liquidity. In this context, it is highly important to distinguish between the actual outstanding issuance and original issuance size, As it is quite common for the outstanding issuance size to change over time as a result of either TAPS or early redemptions of some form. Looking at the FCA's proposed deferral table, based on ICMA's earlier proposal that only pure sovereign issuance be included in the first bucket for sovereign and other public bonds, ICMA proposes to increase the corresponding outstanding issue size threshold to a floor of 5 billion to reflect better the underlying market. Also, ICMA's analysis proposes slightly different calibrations, which we believe will afford better protection for liquidity providers while at the same time maintaining a high degree of real-time transparency. Furthermore, ICMA identifies an extremely small subset of extremely large trades, which may take months rather than weeks for liquidity providers to trade out of. Here, ICMA would like to propose the application of a volume cap, hereby borrowing from the FCA's proposed Model 2, but stressing that in contrast to the FCA proposal, this volume cap should be finite. With respect to corporate bonds, and again based on observations of trade size and average daily volumes, ICMA believes that the size thresholds proposed by the FCA need to be calibrated lower to reflect the true underlying liquidity of the market. Finally, ICMA would like to propose that in the case of the first deferral type, where the FCA proposes a price publication after 15 minutes and size publication after 3 days, it is thought that the publication of the price alone provides more than enough information to compromise the best intentions of this deferral, as it is relatively easy to infer whether the trade is a risk trade, the direction of the trade, and also the relative size. ICMA therefore strongly proposes publishing the price and size at the same time and would propose T plus 2 days for both price and size in case of both corporate and sovereign bonds. Through its response, ICMA hopes to have provided constructive recommendations in finalizing the design and application of the UK's bond transparency framework, helping to reinforce the UK's position as a leading financial center in the international capital markets. Thank you for listening, and for a more detailed discussion of the transparency regime proposals, please do take a look at this article in our quarterly report. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. For more ICMA podcasts and further information on capital markets, please visit our website, icmagroup.org.